Rushmore Drive is a street in Charlotte, which is where our next guest works. More to the point, rushmoredrive.com is his website. It's a search engine, among other things. Wow, what an idea, a search engine. Ah, there's a rub. This search engine changes everything. It's a little different. Unlike Google, it's a new search engine for the black community. It returns results that its algorithms say will be of interest to groups different from the typical Google user. The BPP put it to a test. We'll talk about those results in a moment. But first, I want to welcome on Johnny Taylor. He's Rushmore Drive CEO. Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Good morning, Mike. And just for the record, I believe Rachel actually bowled a couple 200-plus games.
You are just trying to butter me up, but
well,
it is so
funny.
Working, Johnny Taylor. It's so working.
It's funny, Johnny, because I Googled that and couldn't get a hit, but I Rushmore-drived it, and it's all over the place. I don't know.
Rush.
What would the verb be for your site? Do you Rushmore-drive something, or do you drive
you drove it?
You drove it. That's good.
One thing I just want to make clear, I specifically said, you know, it's for the black community, because I think that's some of the language you use. You don't say African American because you want to expand the definition out more. Am I getting that right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And to include
That's right. It's not just the African American population, although that is the largest percentage of the black population living in the U.S., but we have people who are of Hispanic heritage, Caribbean heritage, and people who are actually from Africa who identify with being black who are living in the United States. So it's broadly all blacks living in the U.S.
Was the idea for Rushmore Drive born out of any particular frustration with using Google?
Frustration is strong. I actually think Google has a great product. This is, in fact, our creation of this business wasn't about, it wasn't some sort of anti-Google message at all. I still use Google sometimes. But at the end of the day, what it was is, you know, we wanted to, when anyone searches, they're looking for relevant information. You want to find. You can search anywhere, but can you find? And so the notion is there's certain identity groups, blacks, Hispanics, gays, and lesbians, where if we could take the information that one finds in a mainstream search engine like Google or Ask.com and elevate it to the first several pages, then you're actually finding what you're looking for. So it's all about making search more relevant. It's not about excluding or, you know, somehow isolating a group of people or segregating, which sometimes, you know, people have tried to characterize it as that. It's quite the opposite. Even in the black community, initially the thought was that this was just a black search engine. And I go to great lengths to communicate that this is a search engine for the black community, and the difference being not just semantics. We actually crawl the World Wide Web, and we deliver a blend of mainstream search engine results, just like Google and Yahoo and Ask, with a blend of highly relevant black information.
And is this to imply that mainstream results are underrepresenting things that would be relevant to the black community?
It's more than implying it. That's fact. And that's not because somehow Google or Yahoo or Ask.com are racist or anything. It's just that they are a proxy for the majority. That's the way search engines work. And so to the extent the majority of the population type in a particular query and link through to a site, then it increases its and elevates its place in the search results.
And given given that the web audience is, well, there's some debate about how bad the digital divide is, but it's probably, I think you would say, more white even than the population as a whole, the people who are Google users and internet users.
Undoubtedly. And so again, not some intentional racist initiative by Google at all. It's all we're trying to do is create a place where black is actually the majority so that the results, by nature of the way the algorithm works, will reflect relevant information, return information that's relevant for the black community.
When I was doing search comparisons of Google and Rushmore Drive, a constant was that the Wikipedia page on a subject would be the first or second hit on Google Drive, and it would be, on Google, and it would be much further down on Rushmore Drive. Any idea why that would be?
No, it's true organic search. So in many ways, all of our results actually reflect the behavior of the community. So it could be that our community users are clicking on other sites. It is, let me be more specific, the community members are clicking on sites that are higher than Wikipedia. Over time, what we're learning, and it's been some fascinating results in just the 5 weeks since we've launched, is that it's not – black people aren't just linking on or clicking on black sites or black-owned sites. They actually – we're looking for and finding that there are some majority sites that are actually more popular in some categories than our black-owned sites. So the beauty of real technology is that we don't buy into stereotypes. This is not some group of editors sitting in a room trying to determine what is black and what black people mean by anything. It's the place where, as the community uses it, the results get better.
So, but still, you must some of the results must either puzzle you or at least put a light bulb in your head. We searched the term Sean Bell, who is the young black man shot to death by police in Queens, on Google, the Wikipedia page, CNN story, and a Bell family website. On Rushmore Drive, the first hit is titled "No, the Cops Didn't Murder Sean Bell," and it's an article by a white conservative commentator. Understanding everything that you said about how the results are delivered, any analysis of the differences of the two?
I dare not figure that out, try to guess into that game. But what I will tell you is the following. It could be that the black community is so outraged by such an article that they're actually clicking through on that article to read this contrarian position or this position that seems to be one with which they disagree. So it actually may reflect that the black community is very interested in that article, not that it agrees with that article, but that it finds that perspective an interesting perspective. So that's the beauty. There would, you know, many have characterized this as a black Google. And let me be clear, there'd be no point to launching a business that is simply a black Google, a black Ask, a black Yahoo. It is supposed to have a differentiated search results, which will not only manifest itself in our links, but if you look at our overall search result, you see at one click, you get an image result, you get a blog search, you get a news search, you get, you know, a video search. So we intended to create one of the most comprehensive search results on the web.
There are just so many interesting differences, and I think what we're going to put on our blog, for instance, if you search Simpson on your site, a lot of Ashley and Jessica Simpson on Google, the Simpsons TV show is the first hit. I don't know what that means, but the one, I know you can't change anything, but I searched the term monk, and on Google, Thelonious Monk is like the sixth or seventh, and it doesn't come up until the page two on Rushmore Drive. Johnny, if you could do something about that, I think you should.
Well, I tell you what, I would encourage every black person listening to this NPR interview to go on and click on Thelonious Monk and we'll get it to the first
page. Not just
page.
Every black person, every lover of jazz.
Every lover of jazz. Absolutely.
Right.
It's funny that you hit on it. Over time, and we clearly, one of our taglines is we discover more here, but it's also, and we say this constantly, that as the community uses it, the better it'll get. And that's the key to any search engine. So you start out with an algorithmic set of search results, and then over time, the community uses it, and the algorithm learns what the community means when it types something in.
Johnny Taylor is CEO of RushmoreDrive.com. Thank you very much, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mike and Rachel.
Hey, take care, Johnny. Coming up on the show, fancy bowling balls could be making your game way more awesome than it really is. Hard to improve mine, though. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.